This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Serevan Tacuhala. Active ingredient, Sermetirizine. This leaflet provides important information about using Serevan Tacuhala. You should also speak to your healthcare professional, HCP, if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Serevan Tacuhala. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Serevan Tacuhala? Serevan Tacuhala contains the active ingredient Sermetirizine. Serevan Tacuhala is a bronchodilator. It keeps the breathing tubes in your lungs open and relieves the symptoms of asthma and other chest conditions. Serevan Tacuhala is used to help you to breathe more easily. Serevan Tacuhala gives relief for up to 12 hours from chest tightness or wheeze due to asthma or other chest conditions in adults, namely chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. The medicine in Serevan Tacuhala does not start working as quickly as a reliever medicine such as Ventolin/salbutamol. Serevan Tacuhala should not be used to relieve a sudden attack of breathlessness or wheezing. If you get this sort of attack, you must use a quick-acting inhaler, such as Ventolin/salbutamol. What should I know before I use Serevan Tacuhala? Warnings. Do not use Serevan Tacuhala if you are allergic to Sermetirizine or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, thyroid conditions, heart conditions, diabetes, high blood pressure, take any medicines for any other condition, have been diagnosed with an intolerance to some sugars or to milk protein, have had to stop taking other asthma medicines, feel your asthma is not stable or is getting worse. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is important that your asthma or chest condition is managed well during pregnancy, and you should not stop your medicine without asking your doctor. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your healthcare professional, HCP, if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. This should include all of the medicines that you are using for your asthma or COPD. Some medicines may interfere with Serevan Tacuhala and affect how it works. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Serevan Tacuhala. How do I take Serevan Tacuhala? How much to take? For adults, the usual dose for asthma and COPD is 1 blister twice daily. If you have asthma, your doctor may tell you to take 2 blisters twice daily if necessary. For children 4 years or older, 1 blister twice daily for asthma. Follow the instructions provided and use Serevan Tacuhala until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take Serevan Tacuhala? Serevan Tacuhala should be used regularly every day, twice daily, in the morning and in the evening. How to use Serevan Tacuhala? Serevan Tacuhala has a dose counter which tells you how many doses are left. When you have reached the last 5 doses, the numbers appear in red. If you forget to use Serevan Tacuhala, Serevan Tacuhala should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, do not worry. Just take the next dose at the normal time. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you become wheezy or breathless or develop any other symptoms of an asthma attack, use your quick-acting inhaler, e.g. Ventolin/salbutamol, then seek medical advice. If you use too much Serevan Tacuhala, if you think that you have used too much Serevan Tacuhala, you may need urgent medical attention. If you take more blisters by mistake, your heart may beat faster than usual, you may get a headache, or you may feel shaky and tense. You should immediately Phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 in Australia, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using CERAVE Attack Uhaler? Things you should do. If you have an asthma attack, use your reliever medicine, not your CERAVE Attack Uhaler. Call your doctor straight away if you find your CERAVE Attack Uhaler does not help your breathing as much as usual. Find your CERAVE Attack Uhaler does not last as long as usual. You will need to use a quick-acting inhaler medicine and tell your doctor as soon as possible. These may be signs that your asthma or chest condition is getting worse. Remember, if you have asthma, you should also use your long-acting inhaler medicine, like an inhaled corticosteroid regularly every day as your doctor has told you. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using CERAVE Attack Uhaler. Please see Section 6. Are there any side effects? For more instances in which you should contact your doctor, things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly. Do not use CERAVE Attack Uhaler to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor says it is safe to do so. Do not give CERAVE Attack Uhaler to anyone else, even though their symptoms may sound similar to yours. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how CERAVE Attack Uhaler affects you. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor, if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Store below 30 degrees Celsius. Store in original packaging. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Nervous system disorders. Tremor. Headache. Musculoskeletal and connective tissue disorders. Muscle cramps. Joint pain. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Less serious side effects that require medical intervention. Please consult your doctor if you experience any of the following. Increase in blood sugar, hyperglycemia. This may lead to increased thirst, frequent urination, or unexplained tiredness. What to do? Contact your doctor if you experience any of these less serious side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Immune system disorders and allergic reactions. Symptoms of an allergic reaction usually include some or all of the following: shortness of breath, wheezing, coughing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, and angioedema, rash, itching, redness, or hives on the skin, urticaria, suddenly feeling weak or lightheaded, may lead to collapse or loss of consciousness, cardiac disorders, palpitations, irregular or fast heartbeat. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What CERAVE Attack Uhaler contains? active ingredient, main ingredient, some etyrils in a foat, other ingredients, inactive ingredients, lactose monohydrate, contains milk protein, potential allergens, lactose monohydrate, contains milk protein. Each blister dose contains 50 micrograms of the active ingredient amitriptyline in a foat. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Cerevantacuhala looks like. Cerevantacuhala is a green-colored plastic device which contains a foil strip inside. The foil strip has 28 or 60 blisters or pockets which contain your medicine. Ostar 53775. Who distributes Cerevantacuhala? GlaxoSmithKline Australia Pty Ltd. Level 4, 436 Johnston Street, Abbotsford, Victoria 3067. Phone 1-800-033-109. www.gsk.com.au. Trademarks are owned by or licensed to the GSK Group of Companies. 2025 GSK Group of Companies, or its licensor. This leaflet was prepared in March 2025. Version 3.0.